time for another Kennedy Malloy catch-up. For garden tools with more power and less noise, use Makita's cordless power garden tools. Power over 200 tools with one battery. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Big hello, Australia. Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hello, Mick Malloy.
Dangerous
Mick
Dave.
Jane, hi.
Here we go again. Muchachos, yes. Let's get into it. Massive news. I want to know, what's the best job in the world? Is it Alan Joyce's?
It seems like it, with that as an enormous
29
weight.
Million smackaroonies a year, and
if
I still can't
best,
get in the chairman's lounge.
You cannot, and neither can I.
Well, I'm not questioning whether he's worth that or not, but we're going to ask you, what is the one job in the world you cover?
It's like a dream job.
Come on, we'll get to the bottom of that.
We will. Date night. What are you doing currently for your date night, people? Because the bar's enormous, thanks to David Beckham.
David Beckham and The Bachelor. The Bachelor date nights
now
have raised
havoc.
The bar.
It has.
And people have to get a bit more
We just don't go down to Taco Bills now and have a couple of enchiladas.
Although that sounds good. That's where you pop the question as far as I'm concerned.
Mexican food.
What are you doing for date night? Yeah, no, this has got harder and harder. Mm. We'll get to the bottom of that. Massive food news. Did you know it's International Cheeseburger Day?
I did not.
Wow. You all look like you've been celebrating. That's all I can say.
Hey, in this room. Steady on. I do like a good cheeseburger.
I do too. We've got food news coming out our wazoo.
Well, we do. There's lots to have. Hey, Sam Mack is going to be in our studio today.
Is Sam Mack nominated for Gold Logie?
Yes,
he was.
He was.
Yeah,
we can talk him through that, see if he's recovered from not winning.
He's got a new show, which is right up your alley. What is it?
Countdown to Australia's Top Dog, and I'm going to ask him, why aren't I hosting that show?
Well, is it about celebrity dogs?
Yes.
Is your dog in it?
No.
Oh,
wow.
He is in
it. But I'm going to snub him.
Oh, you're not going to snub him. He's going to get a new one. Is what'll happen.
He is.
Limo!
Is he talking to you?
He's in the studio.
After you ruined his surprise birthday dinner?
Oh, no. Was he a surprise guest? Have I just given it away? He
well
knows the truth.
Hey, now, what's the worst thing you've seen on Netflix? Stan, one of those shows. There's a new show out called The Tall Girl.
Yeah.
Ooh. Are people saying it's the worst thing ever?
Wooshka. I mean, I sit through a lot of crap, I have to tell you.
You're unbelievable. You're immovable. You're like an Easter Island statue when it comes to crap TV.
There's some things I've given the...
What have you... Well, we're going to ask
you, what's
the worst thing you've seen? Come on, let us know what to miss. Tattoos. An Aussie cricket fan's got a beauty. We may or may not get to that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. We'll get through it.
You've been out and about in this country.
I did a country tour today, but I can't talk about it.
What do you mean? Are you doing something without me?
Sounds a bit.
I did a tour of country pubs today.
But that just sounds like a normal Sunday afternoon. What's the difference?
I went to about half a dozen pubs in the country.
Really?
And really good ones. And I've compared their pub meals. And I've seen their rooms.
Did you meet the owners?
Well, I have. I've threatened to hold a couple of these in siege situations. How good are they?
Was there one called The Station, The Railway,
they're all
The Criterion?
All like the Union.
And I can, if ever I need now to get out of town till it all blows over, I have a good six or seven options, a couple of hours
Fantastic.
Out of town. I know the lie of the land. I've never had a better day in my life.
We used to fishing. Well, I didn't. Rob would fish. But there's a place down in Victoria, but it's...
Up in Eildon?
Well, it's around Jamison.
Jamison Hotel has the best beer garden I've ever seen.
It does, but there's areas around there where you get in, but there's no getting out. Do you know what I mean? It's like literally the end of the...
Sure. Who wants to get out? To me, it's like cult headquarters.
Yeah.
It's like Waco. Burn it down. I'm not coming out.
That's it. It's where I'd go if I was like a badass.
That's what I was going to say. No, if I needed to let it all blow over or in a police witness protection scheme...
That's where you go.
Half a dozen great beer gardens, massive counter meals.
And a few country
great
huts.
Stuff.
Yeah. Where you could just spend some time in.
A good relationship with the locals.
You seem a bit traumatised. Yeah.
No, it was fun. It was fun. It's just a shame to be back here with you two.
Oh, how dare you.
Hey, and I've noticed if I walk past the bathrooms and there's a... You know what they're doing? They're working on the women's toilets because they can't get near the men's. There's the sign. So have you seen the sign? It's up.
It says closed for Mickey. Can you
post that on Instagram, please, James?
Yeah, we'll
why
that
are
out.
You so special, though?
Well, hang on. There's one downstairs in the car park that says Jane's
it
car
does
park.
Not.
It does.
It does not. Don't. I really don't like when you make things up. It's not true.
For diva-like behaviour, this has been an eye-opener for me.
Yeah, you're pretty angry.
Nobody believes.
You're
no one
like
believes you.
Mariah Carey.
I'm not.
Oh, if she has a quiet day.
That's
when she's
not
feeling
fair.
When she's feeling like.
You blew up when Dan parked in your spot a few weeks ago.
Well, that's fair enough. I found
you
out that the
him
content
in here
director was did parking.
Can
in
I just
spot
quickly? I know we're running out of time, but I want to know. Just people need to know what you spent your time doing today.
Yeah.
You fascinate me. You'll never guess. Well, maybe you will. What were you doing?
I built a cocktail trolley. Cocktail trolley. You know,
so you
like
can
those
have a cocktail? You just went,
well,
I'm sick of this.
Yes, yeah, so I can have, you know, a nice, it's got the mirror on it, it's in gold,
yeah,
and it's a trolley, and you can have your gins and your vodka, and it's just something not pretty to look at.
You spent a whole day tooling around
didn't
in
take
the
a whole
shed
day
making yourself a
didn't
cocktail
take a whole day
trolley.
I was watching the telly as Alan I was
Key
doing it.
And did you wheel it in proudly at the end? Going, oh, I better
it works
make myself
a like
oh, a screwdriver. Are we talking about an actual screwdriver
yes
or a vodka orange? Was that Harvey Warbanger?
I cleaned out my cocktail shaker. That's not a euphemism.
Jeez. All right.
Sorry.
Have you got a picture of it? Can I see it?
I'll get the kids.
Are you having friends over? What are you doing?
No. No, I just did
like
it.
Christmas?
I saw it in a magazine.
You should have got like the GoFundMe guy. I remember he had the the coffee table that had the gurney wheels that you could just put straight into the back
mine's
of the car.
Mine's a little classier than that. I'll get one of the children.
Is it Jane?
To take a photo of it.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to ask you if you could have one job in the world. Alan Joyce paid, what, $24 million a year?
What would your dream job
what
be?
What would your dream job
and
be?
Why?
You got one job. 1-3-3-5-3.
Thanks to Makita's Cordless Power Garden Range. You can find your authorised dealer, makita.com.au.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Here we go. Probably the biggest news story in the moment in Australia right now involves Alan Joyce, the CEO of Qantas, and his pay packet. Here's how it's been covered in the news.
Salary of Qantas boss Alan Joyce has gone sky high at $25 million last year, about 300 times the paycheck for the average Australian worker. The huge rise from his previous year's $13 million corresponds with the dramatic turnaround in the airline's fortunes.
Well, there you go.
Now, dramatic turnaround.
To me, generally I've found you don't get paid money unless you're worth it. It may seem obscene, especially when so many people are getting sacked and that's up for discussion, but you generally don't get paid what you're not worth anywhere in the world. And
all
you can
right
look at a Hemsworth. You can get paid $100 million for being Thor, can't you?
Yeah, so, that's right.
But to me, Jane Kennedy,
yes, Mickey,
it's never just about the money.
Okay. What's your dream job?
Well, to me, I think that's what it comes down to.
Because people would think you've got their dream job.
Yeah, well, that's it.
It's hard being Mickey.
Is it?
It is hard. It, you know,
I love it when you speak about yourself.
That's what I do. I make it look like being Mickey's easy. But there's a lot to digest.
Really? There's a lot,
is there? You get out of bed with the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Usually about
3 o'clock in the afternoon. You go to
all
the pub,
your freshly ironed clothes,
you go to the pub,
by your mum.
You don't pay your bill.
Mummy will fix it.
You come to work, tip some furniture over.
Yeah, complain about the toilets.
Your life's really tough.
Well, no, but they're different jobs for different
people.
But
what would you like to do?
So to me, it's not about money. It's about what is your dream job?
Of course.
And we've all got our thoughts on what it would be.
Yeah.
For me, can I say, if I could have one job in the world, it would be playing bongos for Curtis Mayfield.
Well, knock me over.
Yeah.
Because that is a really sophisticated.
There's no one having more fun on the face of this planet than the bongo player for Curtis Mayfield.
Have
we got a touch
Curtis
there, please? Yes, I think you'll find you do, Dangerous Dave.
Oh, yeah, I do. Just move on. Move on.
Yes. Okay.
Right. Here he goes. Look.
Where's the party, Mickey?
Yes.
See, that says everything to me.
I'll put my cowbell down and I will play bongos for Curtis Mayfield.
See, what it says is you get to tour as well.
Yeah.
And also, those guys.
Sitting at the back, I'm on the bongos.
They live a pretty good life.
The bongo player.
You
love drummers.
I love drummers.
The bongos is a form of drums.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Percussion.
It's in the family.
It's accepted. Acceptable.
What would you do if it was your favourite?
Well, I have had a bit of a think about this. Do you know the website? I won't look at you. Jack, do you know the website Seat Guru? No, are you aware of these? Or SeatGeek? They're the people who do reviews of the best seats on planes and where to sit.
Oh, my God.
And I thought that would be my dream job because I love being on a plane because people bring me stuff all the time instead of me giving other people. Like people say, Jane, would you like a cup of tea? Would you like some food? Yes, I would. Instead of me saying, dinner's ready. Do you want chicken stir fry or beef stir fry?
Mate, you would be good as a hostie in first class.
No.
Would too.
Dinner's ready.
I would not be good as a hostie.
But sit down.
I would like to test out every first class cabin.
Well, I think you have.
Have you?
Come on, Jane.
Don't be.
What's the best airline?
Ridiculous.
Come on, you know
I have not. That is ridiculous. You know those ones that are sort of like mini hotel rooms?
Oh, that look amazing.
I'm putting my hand up for that.
All right. Hey, Dangerous Dave.
My dream job is I would love to be a bus driver. I've always wanted to drive a bus.
Cat.
And yet that's quite possible. Could be tomorrow.
What kind of bus? Like,
any bus.
Like the kitten's bus.
Maybe.
I'll be the bus driver.
I've
Winnebago.
Dreamed about getting a bus license and just going on a coach tour somewhere.
Is the bus on fire and you're jumping
Do you have passengers? Yes. Annoying passengers.
Pick them up.
Is it a double-decker bus? Is it like an England
bus? Doesn't matter. I thought of maybe buying a bus and just like gutting it and then putting like a little palace inside.
Is it like the bus that Clint Eastwood drove in the Gauntlet?
Is it the Partridge Family? Bus.
Is it the bus from Speed? I mean, give us.
It doesn't matter what sort of bus it is. It can be a big Volvo or a Isuzu. I don't care.
Geez.
Just want to drive a bus. It's my dream job.
Drive a bus, mate. I mean, you can live your dreams. Here, I'll make it happen. I'll go and get a bus, and by the time this show is over this year, you'll be driving a bus.
I'll be very nervous.
I guarantee you that.
You just get
Simon's
your bus
on the line. Simon, what's your ideal job?
Mickey, you should be known as Superfly from now on.
Thank you. What's the ideal job? One job in the world, what is it?
It's spray painting on the Gold Coast. Remember that guy used to spray paint all the hot chicks with the suntan oil?
I do remember him. He's a nuggety guy. He was bald-headed and he had the hot oil.
Simon, are you 13? Because I think when boys are 13,
this is what we're talking about.
I was 13 and I used to look at him and think that's the sort of job I want when I get older.
Simon, I'm going to put it to you. You can have the job as the guy who spray paints suntans women.
Yeah.
But you can't just choose the hot ones. You have to take the whole kit and caboodle.
That's true.
All surface areas.
Come on, mate. You've either got to, it might be a fun day out or you might have to get the turkey baster out. I mean, who knows? But you have to. That's the job.
I like your pie in the sky dreaming, Simon.
We're getting the idea here. 133353. Stay on the line, guys. We're going to keep doing this. What is the one job in the world you'd love?
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Oh, yeah, baby. That's me on the bongos. Yeah. Okay.
Just needs a bit of cowbell.
How much fun is that? Cowbell,
it's good.
I could be on the cowbell as well.
You can have a whole percussion system section in here.
Superfly. That is me on the bongos for Curtis Mayfield. We're asking the question.
What's your dream?
What's the dream job? The one job, because everyone's going off because Alan Joyce has the CEO of Qantas is being paid $29 million a year. I put it to you, it's not all about the money. Mm. Sometimes it's about the journey.
Yeah.
And I earmark that as my favourite gig. You want to test first class seats.
Just stay on a plane. Not even get off it. Just stay on it.
That's it. Yep. All right.
That's
Are you in your gym jams or in your first class gym jams?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I go to the bar.
Dave wants to be a bus driver. Yeah. That's unbelievable. Dreams can come true. I'm going to make that come true before the end of the year.
Yeah,
you're going to drive a bus
so.
Full of Triple M listeners.
Really?
And we're going to do a lap around Australia.
Oh, man, I'm in.
And you're just going to be just like the bus from Priscilla, Queen of the Desert. And I'll be on top in a big dress.
Now, that
is
exciting.
We're asking the punters out there, 133353, what is the best job in the world? Do you want it? Peter, what is it for you, mate?
Yeah, buddy, I reckon the dream job would be the caretaker of Hamilton Island.
Peter, for you, I'd say any job would sound like a dream job. You'd home. That would be good. Would you be good?
Have you been there? Have you been to Hamilton Island?
Hamilton Island is a lovely island. And you look after the natives, and you get paid a wage, and you live off the cutbacks.
Oh, I like it. Sounds like you're currently having the world's best job as a beer taster for CUB.
Are you sitting
doing a very good job?
Are you sitting on a veranda somewhere?
Me? No, I'm looking out my backyard now, watching the grass grow and talking to you.
Well, oh, it sounds like you've already got a pretty good job. Laurie's on the line from the great town of Mackay. What's the best job, Laurie? What is it?
Hey, guys, how you going?
Good.
I reckon it would be the travel host on Getaway, like Catriona.
Getaway.
Trina Roundtree has a great job. Mm. She gets to first be away from her kids a lot.
All your jobs involve you being away.
Travelling.
Is there a theme?
So host a getaway, that sounds pretty good. You're travelling, you're going to all hot spots. Yeah. What if they send you to places like, you know, like, I don't know.
Well, they don't. They don't send you bad places. And they're nice Wolf about Creek? Everywhere. Yes.
Come and get you this week from Wolf Creek.
Any interest there? Come
That sounds good. Well done, Laurie. Ben's on the line. Ben, what's the ideal job, the world's best job?
My ideal job would have to be a cruise ship captain.
A cruise ship captain. Oh. You should speak to Captain Scatino.
He knows how to run a cruise ship.
He had a good job. He ran his ship aground and they found knickers on the bridge when they finally got the...
Don't make it sound more appealing.
Hang on, you're sounding pretty good.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. I can take the family on there. I can take my kids. I don't have to see the kids and I get to explore the most beautiful places. And if I don't like where we're going, I can simply turn the ship around and go to hell.
And you've got a really good horn. You know?
Yeah. It goes for ages. Thank you, Ben.
That's always a good sign.
Hey, Thomas.
Yep.
You've thought about this a lot, haven't you?
I have indeed.
All right. Tell us what your dream job would be.
My dream job would be the quality control taste tester for wild turkey. Getting paid to drink.
Not bad.
Okay. Now,
Now, you have a bit of experience.
Oh, yeah.
I've dabbled in a few drinks.
Do you know what, Thomas? You seem like the type of guy I might spend a bit of time working late back at the office. Am I right?
Occasionally it's happened.
Do you know what? While we're away, one of the news stories that, you know, one that comes across your desk that breaks your heart?
Yeah.
There was a Bourbon River on fire.
Oh,
so a bourbon factory leaked into the river.
Yeah.
And so it was a river of bourbon and it caught fire and it's on fire and I'm in front of the telly.
Celebrating.
Gosh, why, Lord, why?
Well, a lot of French chefs would be going, if only we had crepes here.
Good news all round. Let's go down to Tony from Truganini. Truganina.
How are you,
buddy? Yeah, good. What's your ideal job, mate?
Recently, I got a tour of the Lamborghini factory in Italy, and I found my dream job. Each Lamborghini that comes off the assembly line after it's all checked over, the tester takes it on a 50-kilometre drive.
Lamborghini. You're joking.
That's a dream job.
So, hang on. You want to be a road tester for Lamborghini, and Dangerous Dave wants to drive a bus.
Yeah. Similar kind of thing. You're out on the road.
On that note, with Todd's on the line, you got some advice for Dangerous Dave?
What?
I have. First of all, Mick, I will gladly drive that bus around Australia for you because that's what I do.
Thank you.
And Dave.
Yes.
Mate, it is a great job. We meet fantastic people. We pick up really interesting people. But similar to garbage collection, you know, sometimes you want to take them and you want to go to the reuse shop. And sometimes you just want to go to the destination and get rid of them.
Are you lightening people to the collection of garbage?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
I don't want to know what bus line you're working for, Tom.
No. They're not going that far. But it is a great job, Dave. And if you get the chance to drive one, mate, you get in there and you take it and you never look back.
Do you have nicknames for each bus driver, like Bussies? Or is there some sort of code that I need?
Bussies, mate. You're a bus driver. Stop trying to make it a
it's
big
bit more
thing.
Respectful.
Yeah, I can't really say mine on air.
Okay.
Have you seen On the Buses, Dave?
I'll
get you, Butler. You'll be Butler. That's what we call you, Butler.
Ding, ding.
We've got time quickly for Barry. Yeah. We're just in time. But, Barry, you can make his dream happen.
Dave, I can make your dreams happen. Barry. I work for a bus company in the learning and development team.
What?
And our team trains new bus drivers.
Yay!
I can do it for you, James.
Hang on the line, Barry. Oh. We're going to take your details. We're going to make a dream come true today.
You're like Oprah. You're like the Dream Factory.
Bus drive for you.
Look under your seats. Everyone gets a new car.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Limo, he's going to join us in the second hour. We've got Sam Mack coming up soon as well. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
We were asking people what their ideal job would be if you could have any job in the world. Funnily enough, I've said that, and we've got a kid here doing work experience this week. You've got to be specific when you say someone on our team's doing work experience because that could describe just about any of them. Let's be
honest. Anyone who works here at Triple M.
Yeah. Yes. It's hard for me to fly like an eagle when I'm surrounded by turkeys. That's pretty much the situation I find myself
in. We do like having young, work experienced people.
We do. Who's the latest? What's this kid's name?
Well, do you want to introduce yourself, Lucas?
G'day, my name's Lucas.
Hello, Lucas. How long have you been here? I haven't even noticed you.
Mate, I've been here for like 3 days now.
And what have you learned?
Not much.
Lucas, I did spot you yawning. You were yawning before.
I looked out the window and I was in full flight and I look out and you're sitting yawning, at the desk having a yawn.
Mate,
yawn.
I've been waking up at 6 every day just to come here, honestly.
It's a bit early for us.
Yeah, it's horrible. You kidding me? Waking up at 6?
I seem a bit confident, Lucas.
You do. Lucas.
Great show. Hey, now, Lucas, is this your first job? Using the term loosely, what are you doing?
This is not my first.
Where's your first
job?
Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from LA. I was born in Los Angeles. Yes,
LA would have turfed you out pretty quickly. you can run.
And untechnically, you're from country Victoria?
Untechnically, I'm from Kyneton in Victoria.
Kyneton, that's a good country town in Victoria.
It is. Did you have a job in Kyneton?
I do. I work at Ryan's IGA Kyneton.
Okay, is that a front for us, like running Gunston or Roby or something? Or what are they
doing? I don't know if Alex, that's my boss, has a front. But,
is Alex dodgy?
He's not. He's not, at least I know.
Do you work on the cashier? What are you, your packer?
I do lots of things. I work, my main thing's grocery. The grocery
you
manager.
Sound a bit shifty, Lucas.
Yeah. Shifty.
What's up? Are you up to no good? What are you doing?
Well, we're out the back growing a little. Better not say anything on air.
I've heard that about Kyneton.
Yeah.
We're getting all sorts of
We're selling it.
I don't know what you're like.
No.
But you're hired. Lucas,
you stack the shelves is what you
shall
do.
Shall we talk? You stack the shelves.
I stack the shelves.
I do lots of other things. I stack shelves. The grocery manager Monica will tell you.
All right,
about
let's get off
that.
All the names of the people in.
No, they want me. They want me to say this stuff.
Okay,
I can stop.
So we're at the IGA. So that's like, all right. You ever stack the shelves at night? Do you go in after dark?
I stack the shelves at night. Sometimes I'll work registers in the day. Sometimes I'll work deli.
You got the dump button.
We're ready to go. Yeah.
Okay. We're getting on off topic. What's your ideal job?
All it is, just to play video games all day. Are you kidding me? Jesus.
How aspirational.
Like every 15-year-old.
Dare to dream.
Yeah. What's your favourite video game?
Favourite video game of all time is a game called Portal 2, developed by Valve, honestly.
I heard you pinged as a bit of a nerd. Portal
not nerdy. They
Portal
all
2.
They're all billionaires. All these developers.
So it's
billionaires.
It's like a puzzle game where you shoot portals through stuff.
You're not appealing to
get the girls.
Yes.
What do you do? I play Portal.
Well, honestly, right now, we've been playing. I may or may not admin a Minecraft server.
Oh, interesting.
Jeez.
Good God. How do you get that position?
Do you put that on your Tinder profile?
No, I have a modded server and I have a vanilla server.
Don't look at Mick when you're saying any of this. He doesn't understand anything to
you
do with gaming.
You can join Mick if you want to. We can play tonight.
He doesn't have a computer.
That's not going to happen,
Lucas. I can build you a computer. I'm into building computers.
Lucas.
Lucas builds
three
computer.
Days in. Jeez. It's been great to have you on air.
Great to have. No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Great to have yourself on air. I think you wanted to.
And what are we doing in LA, by the way? What are we doing in LA?
Living there.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think we need to go into that. Thank you, Lucas. Can we come back?
Go and clean my desk up, Lucas.
I'm not cleaning. I don't even know where your desk is.
Mate, your work experience. Nor do I. What you're told.
I'm not cleaning the bathroom.
Dave, can you wrap this up?
All right. That's Lucas, the work experience boy. Confident young lad. Joining us on Kennedy Malloy. Up next, Sam Mack.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Limo's going to join us next hour. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy with a special guest joining us in studio.
He had a surprise party the other day, Limo.
You ruined it.
I did. Go with that.
He's very upset about that.
I warmed the pot for everyone.
That's your line, you're sticking to it. Hey, we've got a very special guest in the studio with
us.
It is Mr. Sam Mack, Gold Logie nominee.
Well done.
Sam, welcome to Kennedy Malloy.
Nice way of saying I didn't win. Thanks, guys. Great to see you.
We know you didn't win.
And, of course, you're on Sunrise. You do the weather there every morning. Great show. Say hi to Koshy for me. I'm a good company man. Mm. And Sam, of course. There's a lot of news making the headlines at the moment. It's all good. And the cash cow. Please say hello to the cash cow for me. Who is it?
It actually changes all the time.
Does it?
Yeah. So it's actually a very important role of the
show. Bruce McAvaney. No? I'll keep guessing.
Now, Sam, you're in for a reason. You've got a show that is starting on Tuesday night on Channel 7. It's called The Countdown to Australia's top dog.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Mm.
It's basically celebrity dogs, right?
Celebrity dogs. And this is an official countdown. So the way it's been counted down is dogs that are registered around Australia. This will give you the official ruling once and for all on which breed is the most popular.
Okay.
We have a promo.
Let's have a listen.
What is Australia's favourite breed of dog?
Who's Australia's favourite dog? You are.
Just a great, big, beautiful dog.
We've got fast dogs, smart dogs, yappy dogs, happy dogs, poodles and cavoodles.
Soodles? Groodle?
Pomoodle?
And labradoodles. But who will be top dog? The new special featuring Australia's favourite stars and their dogs.
We count down Australia's favourite dogs.
Soon on 7.
Get the idea.
Okay.
Now, the bit that piqued our interest was this celebrity dog action, right?
Yeah.
Jane Kennedy has a bone to pick with you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry. First of all, a bone to pick. I should be hosting that show for a start. Good luck to you, Mr. Catman. Anyway, that's fine. I'm sure that you'll do a great job. But I'm going through the celebrities.
But you're
a
celebrity dog owner. Surely you would have approached Jane.
Well, have a listen when I read out this. There's a link. Luke Darcy. Sorry, he's on the celebrities. Luke Darcy, Channel 7. Dr. Harry, Channel 7.
Yeah.
Pete Evans, Channel 7. Edwina Bartholomew, ex-Channel 7. seriously, there's a link here. Where am I? This is disgraceful and I am furious.
What's going on, Sam?
I thought I was coming here for a nice, friendly chat.
Well, you're an idiot, Sam.
It's definitely more in the roast category.
I'll let you go through it because if you're an animal lover, then of course. Now, all these people have different breeds of dogs and you are counting down from 25 to 1. Can you give us a clue, the dogs that are in the top five?
Is it the breed you're after?
Yeah, it's the breed. In the top five, there's a lot of small dogs.
Corgis. Mm.
Yeah, well, no.
Chihuahuas.
Chihuahuas get a look in, not top five. But the winner.
Russell. The Jack Russell will be right up there.
Shih Tzu.
Top 10, I'd say.
What's a Shih Tzu, Dad? It's a
zoo with no pets.
Oh, really? 1991.
You've come on a good day. I'm going to take a trifecta. Jack Russell, Shih Tzu, Pug.
Pug is up there. Pug is a contender, Mick. Yes.
All right. Well, I'm not going to guess because I'm wondering, do you have a Leon Burger in the 25 dogs out there? That's my breed of
dog. We don't, Jane. But this is an opportunity for you to promote them.
As I said.
Because I found out from your team that you don't talk about your dog enough on the show.
No,
they just worded me up beforehand.
And her dog's been on every channel except Channel 7. It was on Utopia the other day. Her dog, really? I tuned in to watch Utopia. I go, sis, Jane's dog.
She's got her own agent.
How the hell did you get that?
Now, you're a busy man, Sam. I know that, we also know, brought to our attention that you're with the Wiggles. You've done something with them. As a cat man, you've done a Wiggles song.
I have. I've released a single called Half Man, Half Cat. It's semi-autobiographical. and the way this came about...
How was the purple wiggle? Was it your hands? Because I've been worried about him.
Be very careful.
Very gentle hands.
Purple wiggle has been
very litigious.
To...
Be careful.
Don't say that.
Well, their hands are always above board.
Yes, you know that. Right. That's why they have the jazz hands.
They taught me that on day one.
Can we hear a little bit of your song?
I was getting around the house on all fours, rubbing up against humans and couches and doors. I would sleep 20 hours under the doona. My parents were confused when we ran out of tuna. But that's when I discovered who I truly am.
Sounds a bit David Byrne, talking head.
It does. It's David Byrne.
Definitely. New way.
Have you got big shoulder pads or what's happening?
I cannot believe that my single Half Man, Half Cat has been played on Triple M. This is a big day.
That's a big moment.
Well, again, I do have a bone to pick with you, and you may have jumped on the Wiggles bandwagon, but I've been there many years before. Ooh. I don't know if you've heard Jane the Singing Dentist.
Dentist Jane.
Open wide, look inside, clean those teeth and then no cavity can hide.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay.
That's enough.
And that's not being played on the
channel.
Do you
need to have a general anaesthetic before you listen to it?
Okay, now we're even. Let's take on.
Can I just say something, and good luck with, what is it, Top Dog?
Countdown to Australia's top dog.
Top dog, Pomeranian will win it. Pomeranian will win it.
Really? I'd rather promote Half Man, Half Cat.
Or a Dachshund.
But can I say, the best, I saw a dog show, and the best one I've ever seen, because I spent a bit of time on different Aboriginal communities, and there's one up at Cape Levesque where they had the deadliest dog competition. Deadly meaning great. Aboriginals call it great. And it is, if you've ever seen camp dogs, they are the funniest thing you've ever seen.
They're pretty hard.
So say there'll be a beagle running around town, and say 1 month, a tradie will bring in a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, there's a German Shepherd getting around with beagle legs. Because someone slept with someone, with someone.
That's
and these
show.
Are genuinely the funniest dog shows. In fact, the one I went to, the winner was eaten by last year's winner.
Oh, so, my God. That's most unusual for dog
I would
behavior.
Watch that. Get a Channel 7 crew up there.
All right, everybody.
We go, Sam.
We'll get on board this show. It's Sam Mack with the Countdown to Australia's Top Dog next Tuesday, Channel 7.
Thank you, guys.
Sam.
Thank you very much.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Limo coming up in minutes.
Drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Sam Mack too. The Countdown to Australia's Top Dog.
It better not be anything that fits into a handbag. I won't allow
that. You don't
that.
Like the toy dogs?
No, I don't remember the ugly dogs. Ones. You know where the ugly dogs with the wonky
face? Oh, they're
face. Right. The skin. They're beautiful.
Cute.
All dogs are beautiful.
All dogs, well, I've talked about those camp dogs. If you ever get the chance, to get into an Aboriginal community
that's
and have a look at that.
Fantastic.
You know, I don't care what you are, pure breeds or mongrels or whatever, dogs have fun. You know what I love about dogs? They do what they want when they want. Yeah. Do you remember the dog from Crofts?
This is great.
So this is the biggest dog show in the world.
It's very posh
there's
too,
a dog going
it?
About his business and, well, let's just say he has to do his business.
Well ahead of the dog. Well ahead of the dog. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. If your dog go behind you, you can lose control. Whoops! Oh, no! Oh, and it was a good run, too. Well, a dog's got to do what a dog's got to do. What a shame. Oh, dear.
Dog's got to do what a dog's got to do.
They can't deduct points, though, for that, can
well,
they?
Well, you would. Do you know what I've always thought? A dog show should be things the dog wants to do.
That's true.
Yeah, it should be like catching a frisbee.
Yeah.
Riding in the back of a ute.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, dry humping your owner's leg. There should be a blue ribbon for that. And now the blue ribbon for dry humping. Smashing a pillow.
I go to those Royal Easter show every year to see
presenting
that.
The lipstick. I mean, you know, getting all the good stuff out.
That's not going to be in Sam Mack's show, I'm sure.
How's that? But a dog, you just can't tell a dog what to do, and they have no self-awareness. Like, you know, hi, this is my new dog. Hi, guys, everyone good? I'm just going to dry root his cushion for a second. You guys are okay with that, aren't you?
I don't think dogs get embarrassed, and I must ask Dr. Chris about this. But
they'll
I
have
don't
sex on your front
do.
Lawn.
They really don't
imagine
mind.
If we behave like that.
Well,
oh, look, there's the new neighbours. I'm just moving. Oh,
hello.
Ow.
Going to town.
Oh, they seem to
need
be getting
a cup
on
of
well.
Sugar?
Someone, go and turn a hose on Edwina and Paul. Seem to be overreacting.
Wow, you've got a mate coming in. Well, is he still
is
your mate?
He's still a matey milk stuff. He could talk about giving away. At least I didn't fake a wedding and make him travel.
Don't
to
dwell on that.
Part of the
coming
world.
Up, we've got Limo.
Not even married.
Stop
it. I'm going to propose to his wife.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
Here we go. Strap yourself in, muchachos, for the big second hour coming up. We're going to talk food, Jane Kennedy.
I'm not interested.
There's a bit,
what?
I am. You know I love food.
Yeah, not as much as you love alcohol. I'm going to show people. Can we show people what you've spent all day assembling?
It only took me an hour.
Genius.
And it's on our Instagram.
All day.
I'm
a labour of love, I call it. This should
it
be
is.
An installation in some kind of art exhibition.
I'm quirky. What can I say?
You're Freudian.
Hey, it's International Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, as if I didn't know. Happy Cheeseburger Day, everybody. We'll get to the bottom of that. We've got so much food news. We may even talk about the best date night that you have, if we get to it. The Batch is up to all kinds
of dating.
Well,
putting the bar so high
he's raised the
that
bar.
People are under pressure now to have really, really ridiculous.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top with this bloke.
Our next guest, Limo, recently celebrated his 50th and revealed this on the Hot Breakfast in Melbourne.
Friends threw a surprise birthday party for me. 8 people had kept this a secret. Phone beeps at about midday. Message from Mick Malloy.
Oh, no.
Sorry, I can't make it today, mate. And then, unbeknownst to me, Adam Rosenbach has called Mick and said, mate, it's a surprise party. Delete the message. Apparently, he's fumbled with his phone for 10 minutes, rung Rosie back and said, how do you delete messages on WhatsApp?
No. How did your wife, Kel, go to that?
She wasn't over the moon.
Well, you know what? I'm not even sure I was told it was a surprise
I'm
party.
Sure you were.
I believe the fault lies with Adam Rosenbach.
Well, we've got Adam on the line now.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Yes, Jane, and I made a point of saying surprise. I tell you who was surprised, some of the people in the WhatsApp group who weren't invited.
Here to reverse further over this mess, please welcome back to the show, Limo.
Oh,
Mate, happy birthday.
Yeah,
way.
I had to think.
Happy birthday.
That's the second time Mick wished me happy birthday.
Can I tell you? How'd it go?
Yeah.
Was it a great night?
I heard earlier you said you just were warming things up. That was what you did.
I was just getting the ball rolling.
Ball rolling. I was trying to think of a good comparison, Jane. And I, you know, remember at Caddyshack at the start of the of Caddyshack when there was a party happening and then all of a sudden there was a log floating in the pool? That was more the impact.
How dare you.
Oh, but it didn't mar it. You had a great time still.
We had a great day.
But put everything aside, my thoughts and wishes were genuine, and I rang you to say happy birthday,
you
mate.
You rang to say I can't come.
I can't come, mate, but have a great day anyway. Now, what's wrong with that? My motives were pure.
Have a great party, you said.
Have a great party.
I can't make it with all the others.
Sorry.
Have a great party.
He didn't.
I did. Yeah. Well, what am I going to say? Well, as I said, at least I didn't invite you overseas. You invited me to your wedding overseas. I went, shelled out good coin, only to find out a year later that you're not even married.
Shelled out good coin. Well,
you don't mind. It's Bali for a start.
Funny you should.
It's not exactly, you know.
Funny you should mention shelled out. Good coin. My wife recently was going through some wedding photos. I'm just showing Jane here a picture of what you wore to our wedding.
Oh, what?
This is what is that? I'm showing Jane the. Can you describe what Mick wore?
That's not Mick. That's Ricky May.
What? Oh, it's getting boring now. Give me a look.
He looks like El Chapo. Here, have a look at that.
Hello. There I am telling a great story, no doubt.
But that's not proper clothes.
It's Bali. Well, what do you want me to do? Pop on the clogs.
So Mick's got some leather sandals.
Those ones.
And some beige shorts.
Hey,
colour that's not your colour.
Let's just say, as for the girls, that was like seagulls squabbling over a chip in Seminyak.
Really?
Oh, Mickey.
And then a matching.
Form an orderly queue, please, ladies.
Then a matching beige long sleeve top. And did the sweat patches come with the shirt, or were they additions on the day?
Is he getting back at you for ruining his surprise?
Erogenous zones.
Hello. So your erogenous zone covers your whole upper body. So
at least that's better than what Rosie did. Rosie had
He couldn't help that.
He had an anaphylactic fit. Had had to go to hospital. Talk about upstaging.
He didn't plan that.
He really did. No, that was deliberate.
And what did he order? He said, "Let me know if there's any peanuts in this." And it was like he was having a friggin' sartre.
It was a chip. And on one side, there was nothing on it. It just looked like a Dorito or a CC. If you flipped it over, there were literally six peanuts glued to it.
Oh, for God's sake.
And he just didn't flip it over.
You guys, can I just say, you talking of your wedding, you've really changed. There's a feature story on you. Is it new idea? What made it?
Yeah,
really?
What's going on?
Is this the first time the whole life has been unravelled?
There's a feature story because... Meghan Markle's having my baby. No, I'm the new bachelor.
Look, you know what? You're a very good sport.
You've got grass stains on your knees.
It's a little sweat thing on my knee.
Oh, please.
Kelly looks magnificent.
It was very
as
hot.
They
do a thing called The Story of Us. It's a lovely little two-page spread in the new idea. And what they do is they ask Kel a bunch of questions and me a bunch of questions separately.
Yeah.
And then we send our answers.
How'd you go?
Did you pass?
It was good. It was lovely. The whole thing was lovely, except for one little bit. Kel, the question is, what's your partner's secret skill? Anyway, I gave Kel a little pump up about her, you know, work around the house. And
oh, my God, you used the word dishwasher.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God.
Oh, dear.
That's not cool.
Anyway, she says...
No wonder you're not married.
She says my secret skill is walking the dog. Now, we've been together 10 years, and the best thing she can put a finger on is walking the dog. I can juggle. I can do a Rubik's Cube. I reverse park like a demon. I cook a great barbecue. What's she done? He sees I walk the dog.
It is helpful. Stick around. The reason you're publicising Utopia, which is on tonight.
And he's still in it.
He's still in it. And we'll come back with more of Limo. And you're a good sport for doing that.
For doing
you and Hugh Jackman.
A pleasure.
Since when? We'll talk about that.
20s.
All right, we'll talk about that more when we come back.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
With Limo, who is on Utopia, of course, tonight. You check that out at 9 p.m. on ABC.
What is it tonight? What's the episode?
I should have researched that, shouldn't
yes.
I?
Oh, geez, mate, you've got one job, mate, is to come in here and promote
Utopia. No, apparently your character and Kitty's character blame Rob.
Yes, this is starting to sound like every other episode.
For a failed project.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Yes, and there's a lot.
Consequences.
I tell you what, this episode tonight, Kitty gets really angry. Oh, Kitty's character.
Kitty's good angry.
Gets really angry Rhonda. And really unreasonable right. And is super hilarious.
Excellent.
Right. Okay, cannot wait. Now, just quickly, your proposal. Did you propose? Because you didn't get married. Did you even propose?
No, I did propose. It's in the article that's in the New Idea.
What does it say?
I proposed in
Do you do anything that you don't give to New Idea, by the way? What are you
You've changed.
You're
an open book, eh?
They offered
this
me.
This is Woman's Day now. There's another story on you.
They offered me money for wedding photos and I said no. And then the wedding was papped.
Well, you should have taken the money and paid for my ticket, considering you didn't get married.
So you were papped in Bali during your wedding?
Yes, and there's a photo. Look at that. There's Mick Malloy and Tim Blackwell.
Oh, well. Just, okay.
Hey, that's got Kerabokan prison written all over it, that shot.
It sure has. Or conjugal visiting rights.
discussing visiting Chappelle.
And what was the proposal? Did you propose in Bali?
No, I proposed in South Africa, and it was...
Oh, good Lord.
And it was... That was
that's right, with the blood diamond, wasn't it?
Yeah, with the blood diamond. And that was where I was delivering a love... I was giving her a love speech, and she interrupted three times by saying, what's going on? Why are you saying
she's
these
panicking.
Things? This is really weird. And then my favourite was, are you practising comedy material? True story.
But are you down on a knee at this stage?
Yes, I'm down on a knee.
Oh, well, she said yes.
I didn't even get well, she did see
is it there then. Like an ape picking bugs out of your hair or something? It's South Africa. What's going on?
The bar's very high there.
There was a monkey on the balcony. Hey, but I wish I'd gotten onto this.
It was a true story. On the balcony.
It was.
This is gold.
So, but in Russia, this is the latest. They're called extreme proposals.
Mm.
And
oh my
business
God.
Is booming.
What does that mean?
Get a load of this. So, let's say a woman on her way home from work. Van pulls up next to her, guys jump out, grab her, drag her into the van. So she thinks she's been kidnapped, right? The van drives off to an undisclosed location. They've got a bag over her head. They drag her out of the van, pull the bag off her head, and there's her boyfriend, and he says, marry me.
Oh, that's romantic.
Oh, my
Who could say no?
And there's a whole bunch of different versions of the extreme proposal.
Those kooky Russians.
That's fantastic.
They really are.
Well, that would do it, wouldn't it?
What?
Say it with love. That would be the
way
to be kidnapped.
Yeah. I guess what? 100% yes rate so far.
Well, of course.
Maybe tortured a bit.
It's a good TV show.
Eventually they say
put
yes.
A ransom. Should we have you get a ransom so you can pay for the wedding?
God, hey, that's now we're talking. Now
hey,
we're talking.
You know the proposal, that show I talked about on Chelsea?
Oh, good
it's
Lord,
been
is
moved.
It still on?
I think it's...
Has it been moved?
Later time.
It'll probably be on before us. If I know Channel 7. Let's put it on before the front bar. just a minute ago, we were talking to Sam Mack from Channel 7 about Celebrity Dog Show. Did you get invited? Because you've got a dog. What's your dog?
So we've got a Staffy.
And you're good at walking it.
And she's, and according to my wife, I'm very good at walking it.
Have you got a Staffy? What's a Staffy called?
Bunny. We gave the
That's not a very good name for a
Staffy. We called the dog Bunny. It really confused our son for a while because he's looking at the dog saying it's a bunny.
So it's bad parenting and bad dog
But the
ownership.
Dog was there before... Laddie, yes.
The dog was 18 months old when Laddie was born.
See, this is the thing that we had a dog before our kids were born and there's special rules you have to do so that the dog doesn't get jealous.
Like
so you, well, you take some of the clothing of the baby from hospital, you bring that home before you come home with the baby and you get the dog sniffing it and getting used to it so that's not a shock.
So we did that. We had a little blanket. We took it home from the hospital, gave it to the dog. The dog ate it. We thought, well, this isn't going to go well.
Has your dog well behaved?
The dog's very well
Could
behaved.
Could I win a dog show?
It'd win a dog.
What's its trick?
Win this thing.
What's its special thing?
Eating everything it can inside. That's its special trick. I haven't had a meal in peace in our house for 4 years.
Well, speaking of dogs, were you going to mention Chris Brown?
Oh, hey, Dr. Chris Brown. Hey, you didn't get invited, did you?
Oh, no.
Malloy?
What?
Did you?
What?
Well,
I didn't.
No, well, he had a surprise birthday party last week.
You're joking.
Chris Brown. Yes, he did. Oh, I hope it was last week.
Hi, James.
No, it was. Has the blood drained from my face?
James?
It was definitely last week.
Was his girlfriend there?
I beg your pardon. Is what?
Where was this, mate?
It was. I believe it was in Sydney.
Oh, it was in Sydney. Wasn't
last
it?
Week. Yeah,
I was very busy last
there?
Weekend.
I wasn't. I wasn't there. Sam Mack was there.
Sam Mack was there.
Sam Mack was there.
That host of the dog show.
Yes.
There were some hot single women.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Oh, no, yeah. Dr. Chris Brown.
He said, he said the joint was chockers. It was heaving.
Well, again, it was his surprise. So if he had have done the list, I would have been invited.
Yeah,
and if his girlfriend made the list, then there's no way she would have wanted me there.
But that's okay, Jane, because I understand Dr. Harry Cooper's everywhere this weekend. I think you're a really good chance. Well done, Lima. You've cheered me up. You really have.
Hey, can I say dream job, by the way? You were talking about dream jobs earlier. Yeah, I'm inspired. Dave, what was yours again?
Bus driver. Yeah.
You know what I reckon? Honestly, this would be the best job ever, being a tour guide.
On a bus?
It could be on a bus, could be anywhere. You just need 10 jokes, the same 10 jokes. You can just wheel them out every day forever.
And a flag.
And a flag to hold up.
What about a Mr. Whippy van driver? Because you get so much joy because they're kids. Yeah. And then what you do is you don't give them any ice cream and you take off just as they get there.
Always a pleasant twist with you, isn't it?
Horrible.
See you, kids. There's a lesson you
Thank
need to
you,
learn.
Thank you, Limo. We're going to see you tonight.
What else are you doing?
ABC.
Anything to plug? What are you doing?
Utopia. 9 p.m. tonight. Let's focus our energy on that. It's an absolute beauty. Yeah, Kitty and
All right, buddy.
Really stick it to Rob tonight.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
9 o'clock.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Big week ahead of us, by the way. Liam Gallagher is going to be on the show this week.
I'm going to be all over him.
Danny Minogue, Jim Jefferies, Bachelor
The Bachelor. Mm.
What?
Well, before I talk about The Bachelor, we're talking about...
Oh, my God. Are you still into El Dorco? No, he's a big dork.
He's not... You know what? This has been one of the most successful Bachelors they've had yet because he has a real job. As an astrophysicist, or does he work in a bank? We're not sure.
Now,
both sides of the coin.
Are you still infatuated with The Bachelor?
I never said I
was.
What
is it about him that you just go, well, you can turn a bad girl like you, or
what's the attraction?
I'm so happy you call me a bad girl.
What could you two of you possibly talk about?
Yeah.
Why do you think I'm speaking as if I want to hook up with The Bachelor?
Because you want to hook up with The Bachelor?
I don't want to hook up
with
him.
Yes, you kind of
do.
Jane, you can see it.
When he came in, Jane, we saw the chemistry.
Can see it. You go giddy.
It's almost criminal.
Who was the English cricketer?
He was that. No, it was KP, wasn't it?
KP. Yeah. Oh, Kevin Peterson. I've never seen anything like it in all my life.
Oh, yeah.
KP's saving rhinos around the world.
Literally got up on tippy toes.
It was unbelievable.
Saving rhinos.
Saving rhinos. Well, I tell you what, there's no need for any of that rhino horn in your drink. You are up and about.
Yeah, you love doing this, don't you? Both of you.
Bit of KP action.
Shut up. There's my big comeback.
It's a big comeback. But what is it about The Bachelor? Do you imagine you could, between the sheets, you go off like a firecracker? Is it? What is it about?
I'm talking as a programmer of television now and somebody who watches and enjoys TV, and I think he has been the most down-to-earth. He's really good-looking, and I understand
why girls
like him.
He's like Clark Kent, isn't he?
Yeah.
But that sounds disparaging. Clark Kent is bad, but Superman's good. All right. I just think he's been a good choice, but what's happened is...
Would you love a bit of the old...
Well, that's just disgusting. That's terrible talk, and I'm a mother and very happy woman in a loving relationship.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Pardon me. But
thank you.
That said, yeah?
Have you ever watched an episode, by the way, of The Bachelor?
No,
have you ever seen it? Well, I'll sit down with you and watch the
final tonight.
I'm
saving myself for when I am The Bachelor. Now, tell me that wouldn't be a bad move.
That would be a ratings winner.
Hello.
Everyone would
You're
watch
joking.
That. No, I'm serious.
Mickey.
If Mickey was The Bachelor, of course.
It would not
What's
be.
Wrong with
yes,
that?
You wouldn't. You wouldn't play along with what they make you do because this has caused a problem for a lot of relationships.
Hey, there'd be pash rash on Ep 1, let me tell you right now, for everyone concerned.
I'll explain if you let me.
I'll show you a group date. I got it.
Already, 2 weeks I give it.
It'll all be over. All the roses will be dished out. Can I give you this? And we mentioned the dates.
Well, no, we didn't. I didn't get to tell you what's happened on the Bachelor dates.
Off you go.
The bar's set so high that they're so extravagant that women are now going, well, why don't you be more like The Bachelor and why don't you take me on a beautiful boat? Or why don't you take That's me right. on a picnic somewhere? Or why don't we go paragliding?
Why don't we go paintballing and then you...
Yes, and then you just pash me on a couch and offer me a cheese platter. Why don't we do that? But right. David Beckham's done
Well,
work.
So this is it's what? Called a stream dating now. So the bar's been raised. You've got to make it an event. Well, he's yes, exactly right. David Beckham, for his 20th wedding anniversary, went on a day trip with Victoria Beckham. They went to the Palace of Versailles. He hired it out for a private trip. They're swanning around like King Edward IV of France.
Their,
and then
they had like a candlelit
dinner
in Versailles.
Who knows what they did in that palace.
But do you think they're happy?
Yeah, well, I've asked their kids, Brooklyn, Romeo, Cruz and Harper. Mm. She doesn't look happy. She hasn't smiled in 30
That's
years.
That's because she hasn't eaten in 30 years.
Crack a face. She doesn't smile.
Crack
she
a chop.
She's a praying mantis. She's a very unhappy praying mantis.
What would you do as a dream date? If you want to raise the bar, well, not your bar.
I think probably Krusty Demons is looking like not a pretty bad. Good bet. Mm. Hello, girls. Let's go. Mm. And off we go. Monster Trucks.
No. Come on.
Cockfights?
You're better than that.
Cockfights. What about the cockfights?
I'm sure that's.
That is so for. Bad.
Why?
That is so bad. Stop it.
Wet T-shirts. Oh. I don't
know. And what's I'm in sure. it for the girls?
Yeah.
Okay. I would like to know what a great, with the bar is raised so high.
Because
what
people
would you
want
do?
An event now. It's just not a matter of going. You
people
know,
people have done go, stuff
Can
like
I tell
this.
You one? We were talking about Russians before. How's yeah. this for a ripper? I think I've told you this before, but this Russian oligarch, and he decided he wanted to propose to his wife on Valentine's Day, and he went to an arborist, and he said, I'm going to have, he had this table on his own, and he had one rose in the middle of it, and he goes, I want this rose to bloom in the middle of
oh
our dinner,
God,
so
insane.
That at the moment it blooms, I'm going to propose. Oh, and wow. the arborist, who was, I think, in fear for his life,
yeah.
said, I can't give you the exact moment, but I can give you within a two-hour window. And he's gone, right. And this bloke's got a big boat.
Wow, you'd be sweating.
He's got one table. It's out the back. He's got a vase with one rose in it. And fair enough, in the middle of their date, bang.
The rose opens.
He proposes.
That's next
happy.
Level.
And,
that's unreal.
His second wife got an even better one. But you get the idea, guys. The bar's been raised. Must try harder. What are you working on? Give us a call. 1-333-53.
What are you doing for date night? Ring us right now. This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
You are listening to, excuse me, you are listening to Kennedy. I'm getting emotional.
What a job.
Bachelor.
You know? What a job. Back announce.
Come on.
Back announce a song and you can't even do that.
Isn't that what you do with you put your headphones on, don't you go.
I did a little.
Didn't you grow up dreaming that one day you'd be on radio back announcing songs and that's what you bring to the table?
I do apologise.
He's grown up dreaming to be a bus driver, of course.
That's my dream. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Thank you.
It's great.
Thank you.
A big shout out to all the bus drivers. We love that.
Yes.
Hey, we were talking about the subject matter of what is over-the-top dates people have done. The Bachelor and the producers have set the bar ridiculously high. Mick then chimed in that he should be a bachelor, the bachelor.
I'm just saying, it would be a good series.
But you wouldn't say yes, would you?
What?
Would you say yes? They approach you to be the Bachelor?
Yeah.
Would you do it?
I would do it, yeah.
Would you?
I would go on a rampage.
Matt's on the line. Hello? Matt, what do you think if Mick Malloy was the Bachelor?
I think that is a ratings winner.
You're joking.
Yeah. Absolutely. I'd have to say probably the biggest ratings winner for The Bachelor.
Thank you.
But won't the girls be disappointed when they get out of the limousine?
Absolutely not. We've got blokes with...
They just take off. They refuse to get out of the limousine.
They'll take their heels off.
Can I make this promise to you?
What's that?
In that series, someone's going to get turkey slapped.
Okay. I beg your pardon. Oh, my God. Hey, let's...
Do you remember that episode?
Yeah, I do remember. Turkey slapping, isn't that, in the Big Brother house?
Yeah.
Mm. It's right up there with teabagging.
I don't want to explain these things.
Dave.
To my household. I don't explain that.
Dave, don't ruin it.
Hey, let's talk to some people who've had some...
For a minute, it was true romance.
It was never true romance. Not for a second.
Turkey slapping.
Stop. So I have to carry this show?
Well, you carry the show. You tell everyone what you spent the morning doing.
Wasn't the morning.
You
it took
spent the
me,
whole day.
Took me 45 minutes.
What have you done?
I built a cocktail trolley.
You built a liquor cabinet. It's a mobile liquor cabinet. And there's a picture of you building it.
I'm so busy. I've got so many things to do and I'm building
it. So much about you. It's a psychological study into how your mind works.
Not that, that hard to figure me out.
Building a wheel. Can you wheel it in? Can you bring it in?
Yeah. Bring it in here.
Bring it in for Friday's show.
Perfect.
And we'll load up the trolley.
And put some stuff on it. Yeah, great.
I will.
Hey, we're talking about dates and what would be a great date. Heath's on the line. Heath, you been on one? What happened?
Oh, yeah, mate. It was my first one after 2 months seeing her.
Yeah.
And, I decided, what's better than the first date than taking her to Jackass?
Hey, this sounds like a date you'd like me.
Yes.
Then we'll go to the movies. And after Jackass, we went to the to Macca's. And
Macca's and Jackass, I'll marry you.
Yeah, that's all right, mate. And then next thing you know, 3 kids later and still happily married.
There you go.
We did all right, didn't we?
You did all right, Heath. Well, give him a prize.
Yeah, you got tickets to go see James Rain celebrating 40 years of Boys Light Up.
Mad.
Cheers, guys. Good on you,
Heath.
Thanks,
well
Heath.
Done. That's a modern love story, that is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ron, what'd you do, Ron?
How you doing?
What'd you do?
What's your date? What's your first date?
Pretty standard first date for me is taking them up to the Rolling Restaurant in Centrepoint in Sydney.
A bit of centrifugal force for her first date.
Is that a pretty fancy? It's pretty fancy. Is it cost a bit there?
Oh, it's not too bad. It's about $50 a head and all you can eat.
Did she eat or are you watching? I hope she doesn't eat too much.
She ate and then threw up because she got so dizzy because it was spinning too fast.
Did you have success? You know what I mean?
It usually goes pretty well.
It usually goes pretty well. Sounds like some kind of routine.
Well, I usually travel up there for the day because I'm about 600k south of Sydney.
Good on you, mate. Hey, remember that ride at the fair called the Rotor?
Yep,
The centrifugal force used to push you against the wall.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And you couldn't move your hands.
No.
And if you went to the show, and occasionally the girls' dresses would come. Oh, right.
Like mine. And you would see my underpants.
Let's see your underpants. And there's nothing you can do about it because your hands were pinned to your side.
Oh, I've got flashbacks.
Jeez. I'd take the boys to the Royal Show.
It's gone.
Just up for a minute.
Hello, John.
G'day, Nick, Jane.
John, you sound very romantic.
All right. Now, this is a true story, but it didn't happen to me. It happened to a friend of mine.
All right. Go ahead.
It was his third date with this woman. He hired a scissor lift. She lived on the third floor of an apartment building. He hired a scissor lift, and he serenaded to her and proposed to her, and she accepted on their third date.
That is next
That's
level.
Not bad. Brilliant.
I did the same thing, but I didn't let her know I was there. just watched
You're
for about 3 hours.
Hey, thank you, everybody.
I think we're done. Just before we go, do you want to hear Dave Beck announce that song again?
Okay.
Have we got that there? Have a listen to the master at work.
What, have I got it to play it?
I think you've got it.
Oh, there it is. What are you talking about?
Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy here. You are listening to... excuse me. You are listening to Kennedy. I'm getting emotional.
What a job.
Spatula.
Beck announced...
Come on.
Beck announced a song and you can't even do that. What hope have we got, mate?
What are you
talking coming
about?
We're
I'm allowed to do that.
A bit of a run-up, a bit of energy.
All right, I'll go hard and look at myself.
Maybe you should go and have a look at driving a bus.
All right. Well, thank you. At least I haven't sworn on air. Been dumped.
Oh, dear.
The same.
Oh, all right.
Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
It is thanks to Makita's Cordless Power Garden Range. You can find your authorised dealer at makita.com.au.
And
go
why
to your
don't you?
Dealer.
Just do it.
Hong Kong is from Makita.
Well, don't go. You won't find your Makita anywhere else except an authorised dealer.
Well, you've got to go there. If you want the best in Japanese and German engineering. Mm. I mean, both those individually are beyond the pale.
Yeah,
put them together. And you've got
what's off the charts.
You've got the technology that is just otherworldly. Mm. We love Makita so much. We made a song about Makita earlier in the week.
We did. Yeah. How good it feels to hold you,
Makita. That's how I feel about Makita. That's how I feel about the cordless lawnmower. Oh, it's all cordless, by the way. So cordless is almost redundant. Just think, you are freebasing. Yeah.
That's
are freewheeling.
Off you go.
You are free ranging.
Not quite freebasing, but if you see people around the neighbourhood with a cord, you're allowed to
just say loser.
At them.
Yeah, look at you.
What are you doing?
No Makita for you, loser.
It's 2019, dude.
Man up, you weak.
Hey, we've got some other songs though.
So you've been working on a song.
Yes,
a Makita song to express your love for Makita. Now
totally.
I know you're a massive ABBA fan. Tell me you haven't.
I am.
Oh my god.
And I was thinking Chiquitita,
Makita, okay.
And may I present to you
another
Makita song.
Wow. Makeda. Abba. Chicken Makita Tato.
Just Makita, you and I know.
Makita.
You and I know.
Right. I've got one. Do you mind if I do one, Dave?
All
because,
right.
You know, Makita's close to my heart. Mm. I love it so. In fact, if I could go on a bachelor-style date with anything, it would be with Makita. And as I said yesterday, I think the CEO of Makita should be the highest paid CEO in the country.
Well, you have
not
said that,
Alan
and I agree.
Joyce.
I agree.
But you know how I...
roll?
I'll just roll it. Makita. Yeah, baby.
Makita.
The
awesome.
Best.
Is this
simply
when you come up with
best.
The dancing girls all with a turbo blower?
That's right. And pom-poms.
Yeah.
And me
I can
with
see it
a
now,
leaf blower
Mick.
Going.
Well, everybody get on board the Makita train.
Bananas. If you're man enough, grab some Makita.
Do it.
Go to makita.com.au to find your authorised dealer.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Hey, this is Mags from AHA on My Generation with Dangerous Days.
Oh, how did that get in there? I
mean, well, how did the song get in there in the first place? So you played that.
No, it's on the list.
Which guy's that? It's the lead singer?
That's Mags. He's the keyboardist. So...
Is that the one who looks like Rob?
Is he the one that looks like Rob?
He's
that
a
is the
dead
guy.
Ringer.
Oh my God, it's
for
insane.
For your
from
hubby.
Their earliest album.
Yeah, so get the album cover out and have a look at it.
The doppelganger of Rob.
Absolute Stitch. Doppelganger.
How was Mags?
Mags was fantastic. They're coming out to Australia next year, They had a couple of great songs, but...
Is that necessary? Or...
Yeah, there's a...
I who, do.
Who,
I love massive,
Who would go and see AHA?
Me.
I would.
I'll be there.
There's a massive front appetite
road.
For that sort of 80s synth pop sound.
Is there?
I might even get
so.
On stage.
I would have thought so.
What yes,
are you
there
talking
is.
I'm surprised we're even playing it.
Well, you don't like Fleetwood Mac. You don't like...
Who do you like?
Fleetwood Mac.
I know who you like. When are you talking about...
Oh, Curtis Mayfield.
Yeah.
Have you got me? That's from my one job. I've got one job. Playing bongos. Here's Mayfield. Yeah, baby.
Why don't we play this?
How happy can one man be?
Are you sweating when you're playing?
Yeah, man, I've got my top off.
Okay. All right.
I have my top off. I
well,
might
that
have,
would make
I
a few
have,
people
I might
happy.
Have grass skirted.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah, baby.
I think Eleanor would be happy to hear that.
Hello, Eleanor. How are you?
Hi, Mick. I just wanted to say I would love to see you on The Bachelor. I think you're the perfect Aussie bloke to go on. It would be amazing.
Oh, wow.
Eleanor, are you in a special hospital?
How do you leave Eleanor alone?
No.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Oh,
all right. Okay. So would this you like weird. To be one of the contestants or would you like watch from afar?
I'm going to have to pass through the age gap.
Sure, I get that.
Fair enough.
You know, but, like, I'm happy, like, you know, I've got a single mum, you know, I can put her in the ring.
Sure,
or,
if you could. Tell her.
You know.
She's free to go for a rummage.
I wouldn't put it like that, Mick. It's my mother.
No, I didn't mean that in a sexual way.
I just meant
grab a handful. You
stop.
Know, I'm a big fella.
He's getting himself in trouble.
No, don't go and make this something dirty.
Eleanor, thanks for calling.
Hey, Eleanor, thanks for ringing. Give Eleanor a prize.
I tell you what, your mum can go check out Jimmy Barnes' sound check when he comes to play in town. It's the Shutting Down Your Town tour. All the details at jimmybarnes.com.
Hey, thanks for listening, Eleanor.
Good on
you.
Yeah,
great love
stuff.
Hearing that. Hey, there is
stuff.
Someone.
What?
Georgina Pharmacist is her username.
Mm.
She says, I'd divorce my husband to get on The Bachelor with Mick.
Do it.
She's serious.
Hey, I would.
She is serious.
I would be, look, polarising. But think? I think those in would be...
We're talking about dream jobs.
Going cocoa bananas. Yes.
Kevin Anderson. I really am hesitant to read this out about myself, but all right. I'll do it. Hey, guys, a bit late, but too busy at the moment driving a truck. My dream job would be replacing Mick to work beside the beautiful Jane Kennedy.
Oh.
Jane Kennedy Anderson. Sounds awesome.
Well, he's a truck driver, so he'd probably be used to the language.
We can get Dave to bus us around various wineries around Australia and try and broadcast the drive show.
Well, you don't need to go, what's his name, Kevin? You don't need to go to the wineries because Jane spent all day building herself a liquor cabinet.
One 45 minutes, actually.
Chino, you're like Howard Hughes, who's downstairs building a spruce goose or something. You are tapping away. The kids are going, where's mum?
I forgot What's to tell you, I also
on?
Built a
And you're downstairs yeah. working on a mobile liquor cabinet. Can you bring it in here for Friday? Can we have drinks, Friday drinks off
Great it? Idea.
Oh, can you help me lift it in the car?
No, these are writer's hands. These don't do manual labour. Look, touch them. Look, they bounce
no,
back.
Thanks.
There's been
not with that Band-Aid on your thumbs.
Have a look at that.
Stinking nail.
That's honest Band-Aid.
Have you got gangrene?
What's wrong with that nail of yours?
That is 3 months
now. Never, ever look under that Band-Aid.
It has been there for 3 months. You're absolutely right.
Why would I want to? In a million years, why would I want to?
Can I give you this one bit of information? Never, ever. Don't even look at it. Don't even imagine what's under that Band-Aid.
There's so many things I don't want to imagine with you. It's building the list. Ride Like a Girl, we've got...
Ride Like a Girl, yeah, by the way, which is killing it.
Absolutely killing it. Great soundtrack. Raucous applause at last night's screening.
Thank you. Cop that, Richard Wilkins.
Hey, on the show tomorrow, Danny Minogue and Will Anderson are going to join us. We will talk to you tomorrow for Kennedy Molloy.
Another Kennedy Molloy catch-up, powered by Makita's cordless power garden range. More power and less noise with one battery across Makita's range of over 200 tools.